From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Sedan, Kansas has seen better days. Once a vital commercial center in the southeastern region of the Jayhawk State, in recent decades, the population dwindled and its main street withered. Like many small towns, Sedan decided to reverse its ill fortunes, but Sedan had one special thing going for it. A local boy made good with money and vision to remake the town into an arts community on the prairie. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Sedan's main street isn't long. Most of the businesses stretch over just two blocks. Looking down the street, there are few vacancies, but nearly every storefront has been freshly painted. Updated, but still classic turn-of-the-century architecture. The man largely responsible for this revitalization is Bill Curtis. He's bought 14 properties in Sedan.
We're standing in front of the corner building, the next raspberry-colored front, which is a pharmacy and a gift shop, is mine. We'll skip one. The blue and white awning is Cousins Antique Store. And down on the corner, we have the Art of the Prairie Gallery.
Curtis, surprisingly, isn't from Sedan. He grew up in the nearby town of Independence. Like many young people in small towns, he left for an education and a career, and in Curtis's case, success and fame as a television journalist. In his 30 years with CBS, and then later with A&E and the History Channel, he traveled the world, occasionally coming home for a visit. He says it was on one of those visits 7 years ago when, driving through the area, he suddenly developed a new appreciation for the high prairie, ravines, and rolling hills that comprise the terrain here.
And something clicked, and I saw grass and hollows and oaks, and I said, wow, this looks like Africa, which I love.
And it was then that Curtis got pulled back to the area. Joining a cousin, he bought some of the land his grandfather raised cattle on. He then began raising cattle and buffalo himself before turning his attention to nearby Sedan, which was still reeling from a big blow. The improved state highway was moved 3 miles south of the town. Sedan was already trying to draw visitors with tourism. It laid a yellow brick road down this sidewalk on Main Street. One by one, Curtis began buying and rehabbing buildings, putting in a donut shop, an antique store, and then a gift shop. He also began promoting a vision that the town could become a tourist destination by first luring artists and craftspeople.
Artists can create a personality for the town. They're a little quirky, but they sense when something special is here, and they sense the spirit. They just want to be together. They want to be here.
Curtis has opened an art gallery in town and is rehabbing an old lumber yard into a pottery studio with space for a glass blower. But his most ambitious project is out at the ranch, a stone and earth construction called Prairie Hinge. But getting there isn't easy. Visitors have to hike or ride in Curtis's battered Land Rover down a rough trail and across a shallow ford. Among those riding with Curtis today is Prairie Hinge's designer and builder, artist Stan Hurd. He's best known for his crop art and other environmental pieces. But for this site, he envisions something more permanent, an installation consisting of huge pieces of limestone arranged in two interlocking circles. Building it took months, and Hurd says being there day after day was in itself a special experience.
I was working one day. It was pretty quiet, just sitting there laying stone, and all of a sudden I heard this snort, and I looked around, and there were, how many buffalo are here? 30?
100.
Just standing right behind me. I don't know how they got up behind me, but they love the rocks for some reason, and they come and rub on them, and the calves great. Jump up on the little rocks. And
really? Great.
It's pretty amazing.
Well, let's go up and do our
Prairie Hinge stands on the top of a hill that provides a view for miles in every direction. The ellipse, the space where the two interlocking circles of stones meet, offers some protection from the constant Kansas wind. Sitting inside the ellipse, Hurd says the power of the work comes from the stones themselves.
My back is up against a 13-ton piece of stone, 15 inches wide, 14 feet tall, with 3 feet buried into the ground. When I saw this piece in a landfill 4 miles from here, I said, that if I do nothing else, I want to stand that piece up on that hilltop.
Bill Curtis hopes Prairie Hinge will become just one of a series of destination points attracting visitors to Sedan. In town, he's a partner in a project to rehab a historic hotel on Main Street, and his enthusiasm has proved contagious. Volunteers in Sedan bought and reopened the town's last remaining movie theater. They also turned an old dump into a community park and flower garden. At a recent town gathering to greet the governor, longtime resident Nita Jones says some in Sedan are only beginning to believe that their town can thrive on tourism.
We've done cattle and oil for 100 years, and when we said this word tourism, it was like, we can't do that. We've never done that before. So this was, we had to change attitudes. Making a change is scary, you know.
Bill Curtis concedes that some here were suspicious when he suddenly turned up in town and began spending hundreds of thousands of dollars buying up one property after another. But after 7 years, he says, people in Sedan understand he isn't in this for the money.
There isn't a lot of money to be made. There's no gold here at the Yellow Brick Road. It's this wonderful satisfaction in working on behalf of a cause to save small town America. And if we can do it here, others can throughout the Great Plains.
Progress in Sedan comes in small measures. Three buildings were sold on Main Street last month, which means three new businesses are coming to town. And last year, Sedan hosted 50,000 visitors, which, as they say here, is not bad for a town of only 1,500. Greg Allen, NPR News.